This is Apollo Control. The plugs that are being discussed between Dave Scott and Donald K. Slayton, Director of Flight Crew Operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center, is a liquid cooling garment plug. It plugs the inside of the hole, or the feed-through in the suit, where the water is normally brought into the suit from the backpack, the portable life support system. Of course, in suited operations inside the spacecraft, the backpack is not required, and there's a plug on the inside of the suit that should seal this. Apparently, Scott and Irwin were having some problems getting the suits to maintain pressure, and we're checking this this particular plug. Just a few moments ago, the ECOM, the Environmental and Electrical Systems Engineer for the command module, reported that it appeared from the telemetry data that they had gotten the problem squared away and were getting a good pressure integrity on the suits. We'll continue to follow the situation. There is no particular problem as far as the LEM jettison is concerned. If the jettison is somewhat late, we can make up the difference by the time of ignition for the deorbit burn and still get impact at the desired point.
Houston 15, we've got a good suit circuit now.
Roger, we've been looking at it. Copy, agree. And 15, we're still looking for an X-ray alpha cover, door closed.
Okay, stand by 1, Houston.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, Houston, the X-ray alpha door is closed.
Copy.
The spacecraft is now in the proper attitude for the separation. jettison and separation. And you heard Dave Scott report that, and we confirmed through telemetry on the ground, that their suits are now holding pressure, as they should. Apparently they've gotten the problem, whatever it was, with the...
Go.
Okay, we're ready to arm the logic.
Roger, we're looking.
Okay, logic one. Logic two.
Roger, you're go for pyro arm.
Roger.
We do have a good seal on the plugs for the liquid cool garment fittings on Irwin's and Scott's suits. And we're moving toward the LEM jettison at 177 hours, 20 minutes, 33 seconds. And separation 5 minutes later at 177, 25, 33. We're counting down to separation, or rather to jettison in 2 minutes, 47 seconds.
15 LEM CM Delta B is 2.0, excuse me.
Copy, 2.0.
Houston 15.
Roger 15, go.
Okay, the LEM CM Delta P doesn't look exactly right to us. What do you think?
Stand by. Houston, we'd like to get another pound out of there. We're showing about 3.5 in there.
Okay, we had a suspicion that possibly the LEM overhead dump valve was open, and it might be.
We don't think so down here.
Okay, well, we'll go to tunnel vent for a little longer. It must just be slow then. We've been in it for probably about 15 minutes.
Copy. What position are you in when you're reading that out in vent or in Delta P?
Delta P.
Roger.
It's up to about 2-3 now, and I've been holding it in tunnel vent.
We'll take that. It'd take too long to get it down, we believe. So let's press on with jet at that pressure.
Okay, well, the strange thing about it is that we had it up to about 0.27 or 0.28 at one time, and then went back to limb CM Delta P, and for some reason it built back up in the tunnel. And I guess the only conclusion we could come to was from the limb, because the hatch is pretty simple and secure in here.
Dave, we think that the increase in the cabin pressure during the suit integrity check could have raised it from your side.
Well, okay, that's true.
By Dave, confusion reigns down here.
Have you seen any change? Well, I guess it sort of does up here, too. I wonder if you've seen any difference in the... you can't read the tunnel, though, can you?
And 15, this is Houston. We'd like to verify that you did get a good hatch integrity check back there a ways.
That's firm. We got a good hatch integrity check, but I guess what I'm thinking is there's, you know, there could be something in the seal there, and perhaps the thing to do would be to repressurize the tunnel and pull this hatch down and take a good close look at the seal and then stick it back in. It shouldn't take too long.
Apollo 15, Houston, that seems to be about the best conclusion we can come to down here, but we're kind of like to go into a hold briefly. Another indication is that we are seeing the LEM cabin holding steady and not using any oxygen from the ascent tanks, which seems to say that we're not leaking into the tunnel from the LEM.
Okay, I understand.
This is Apollo Control, recapping our situation at the moment. We're going to hold off on the LEM jettison until we've gotten a more fuller, more complete understanding of the pressure rise in the LEM tunnel. We've seen a slow pressure rise in that tunnel.
By that the pressure equalization valve is closed.
That's verified. It's closed and on the yellow stripes.
Roger. And 15, we'd like to back out of your pyro arm situation right now.
Okay, Houston 15, the pyro arm is safe, logic is off, and the pyro arm circuit breakers are pulled.
Copy. A 15, can you give us a LEM CM Delta P reading at this time, please?
Okay, right now it's 3.0.
Copy, 3.0.
And I've had the valve and tunnel vent for the last 5 minutes or so.
Copy.